Jacqueline Folgate is in the studio.
Jax, in here.
Everyone.
Nice to see you.
Jack.
Great to see you all.
Full book is what you've got, of course. Yeah. Footy Central Friday, Saturday night. Magnificent. Of course, the newsroom presenting and breaking stories. And then talking footy with our man the Duke and our man Duck. And the great Wispy Watson, Whispers Watson.
Well,
so she's got a... That's a lot to do.
It is. I wish I could tell you what happens in the meetings rather than what you watch on the show. We were just talking.
Mm. We saw it last night.
Behind the scenes. Yeah.
Your bum.
I know. So I feel like I'm making a career out of humiliating myself on live TV. I've had a few shockers. But yeah, last night they patched the wrong vision across. So instead of the update from the tribunal... They just got the Duck and I and my butt. That was it.
You were in a meeting.
In the studio. That was it.
So for people that don't know, Jack, you grew up in Peterborough, you were telling us.
Peterborough.
Which is, of course, down the Great Ocean Road.
Yep.
On the way to the Bull. Yes.
It is on the way to the Bull.
Beautiful part of the world.
It is. I hear the Bull Carnival. It's Christmas for adults, they say.
Oh,
have you been down there?
You can't beat the Bull. How
go hard
the
or
bull?
Go home.
Yeah, go on. Oh, the Bull is fantastic, of course, down there. And you live down there.
Yeah, the family are from there. So, but we actually lived opposite Paul Coucher's parents.
Oh, did you?
So, so that's why we've got the Geelong connection. And everyone in that town, if you barrack for anyone else, they'll drive you out.
Seriously? How bloody good is the Bull?
There it is.
There it is.
Where are you looking? It's on here on the mic. but you live across from Couchy's old man.
Yeah.
And there's a great story of him. Playing in a grand final and the week of was rabbit shooting, went out, went through a fence, shot his fingers off.
Yes.
Wrapped them up and played in the grand final.
Unbelievable. And everyone,
true?
My dad actually, he's into the, he had the ferrets with the rabbits growing up. So it's that kind of town.
Yeah, exactly. The old ferrets, they're ugly looking.
Feral. Disgusting.
And you also grew up on horseback, yes?
I have ridden. We just went to Fiji for a holiday, did some riding there, which was nice. I thought, I heard a rumour that there were a few horses at this resort. So instead of going to the one I thought my husband might like, I'll book that one. So I went riding and swimming with the horses in the sea every day.
Nice.
And it was beautiful, beautiful.
Did you
got him on a horse.
Show jump?
Or? No, just for fun, just off the track. So we're sort of racing people. So, yeah.
Oh, it's a good spot up there, Jim.
Peterborough.
Joanne,
Well,
I was at Port Ferry for years, so a bit further down.
It's the
down.
Posh bit, isn't it?
But, well, I don't know whether you'd go quite with the posh bit. But
no, it is. You're
superb,
right.
Superb, though.
So then how did you get to Melbourne?
Oh, so we had a house here and a house there. Mum and Dad are down there full-time now, but we used to go every weekend, and then we grew up in Melbourne because of schooling and my dad's business. And so and always drove down the Geelong Road to Cadinia Park. Mum was just mad for it. So we used to stand in the outer on the boxes. And used to wait outside the rooms and wait for you all to come out.
Did you get an autograph one day, did you?
I did. You know, I got everyone's autograph except for Gary Ablett Sr. So I had the whole team.
Who was your favourite?
Yeah, I used to like Liam Pickering, actually.
Oh, no! Yeah. Help! Oh, no! Don't tell us that.
Oh, you can't be saying
I had his picture.
That.
They used to have it.
Nicks.
I know. I had his poster on my wall.
Oh, no.
Darts and coke.
Oh,
come on, Pix.
And then,
punting.
Oh, he loves it, Pix. No, that's good. He'd love to hear that, actually. And then, of course, you got into Seven somehow.
I started at the Herald Sun as a cadet. Yeah, great. I mean...
Good old days then.
Robbo used to ask us to pick up his dry cleaning back in the day.
It'd be a lot of dry cleaning.
Interesting place to learn.
The Godfather,
your craft.
Of course, Mike Sheehan would have been the
Mike
main man.
Yes, Mike was there. Came and addressed our cadet year, and it was a really good time there. Actually, I did a couple of years there, a couple of years at Nine, and then came to Seven, and they sort of said, "Look, do you want to do a bit of sport?" And that's how I ended up on.
Jeez, you're doing plenty. And what would be the advice for young girls? Because there are a lot of young girls getting into it now. I'll tell you some advice. Don't send out tweets half asleep.
Oh, well, I don't think I really should go there for that one. But I might get in a bit of trouble.
But what would you say to the young girls listening?
Do you know what I'd say? I'd say be careful what you post if we're talking about that type of thing.
Yeah.
Be careful what you post on Instagram, actually. Mm. Like, because the bosses, they all go through and have a look. And one of these things I think, God, thank God when I was younger, we didn't have social media because God knows what we would have put up. But every second wannabe reporters got the bikini shot, which is great if that's where the career you want to go down. But if you want to be a journalist as well, it can come back. Once it's online, you can't take it back. And I think you just need to really think about where you want your career to go and what you want to do.
Because those two, absolutely, those two things, the print media and free-to-air television, has changed incredibly in the time you've been involved in it. If you started back in 2003, it's turned on its head in those 15 years.
And I remember when they first started, like heraldsun.com.au was when I was at the paper, and I remember them saying, you're going to have to file for online, and we were all like, what's this online? We're not fine. We just want to be in the paper. Yeah. And now it's a complete 180 where everyone's reading more online than what they are in the traditional newspaper. It's really changed.
It has. Jack, stick around because we're going to talk footy with you next. I know you're a mad cat.
Yes.
The divorce match is coming up.
It is because Blue Eyes is Richmond. Does. Yeah.
Jackie Falgate from Channel 7 is in the studio with us.
And that's a weird, mad cat, of course, Jack.
Yeah.
And that was weird.
What?
I asked her what her maiden name is and she said...
Freegard?
Well, and now you're Falgate.
She used to, that was the sign-off on the news, the Jackie Freegard.
No, well, thanks for keeping up with my career. That's fantastic.
Back in the day when she started.
I thought it was always like Falgate because it's much the same.
Basically the same.
Tell me about Mickey Blue Eyes, Michael Falgate. Yes, you met him at work?
Do you know what? So 2007 grand final, greatest day of my life. Yes. And I texted my girlfriend because we've won and I've snuck, Channel 10 had the rights back then. Mm. And I was 9 and I managed to steal someone's press pass because back then you didn't have to have the code to get in and no one really cared. Yeah. And so straight to Stevie J, Norm Smith around my neck. I'm living my best life. This is fantastic. 25,
I was going to say,
maybe?
I thought you said you were 9.
No, at 9, Channel 9. Oh, yeah, right. No. So, and then afterwards, I took my mum to the game. She loved it. Chucked her on the train back down to Terang Station. Off she went.
Terang.
And we all went out afterwards. And I was walking up the stairs with Hoo Ha Bar. And I bumped straight into Michael, had a chat to him. And I texted my girlfriend and I said, I've just met my husband.
Oh.
Yep. And that was it. He rang me the next day, asked me out.
And that was it.
The rest is history. Yep.
And then you found out he was a Richmond supporter.
I know. So we had a problem with the kids. So, yeah, mum stopped at the cat shop when I was in labour with my first child, comes up to the hospital with a little jumper and Michael's, I really think we should discuss this. I'm like, there's no discussion here. And so our second daughter, Georgia, she was born in 2017. So there was no, she's a tiger. So,
But
so
you would have
divorce match.
You would have worked together for a long time.
So we did, but I did politics back then and he always did sport. So we actually had never met on the road. He claims he saw me at some horse, at some Flemington press conference and said, oh, who's that? But I didn't notice him. So.
And you're very good with the political reporting
back in the day. Yeah.
Are you glad you're not in that space anymore?
Yeah, yeah. Footy's so much more fun. It's no politics in football at all, is there?
No, there isn't. But it's also gone a bit weird, our political setup.
It has.
Especially the federal. So,
God. I just think anyone who calls themselves ScoMo has got issues. Worry. Yeah.
But then you got Boris and you got Trumpy. Yeah. I mean, it's bloody, the global thing's not great either.
We'll just stick to the football now. I think it's a lot less stress.
Yes. I just heard on the news, Jack, that our Premier, Daniel Andrews,
$440,000
he gets.
Yeah.
And Alan Joyce, head of Qantas, gets $24 million.
That's it.
That's not right, is it?
How much do you get paid?
Me here?
Yeah.
Not enough. I'm just negotiating with Jack. It's how much? Oh, no, 100 grand or something.
Listen to him.
Yeah.
How much are the, and you were just telling me you just work 5 months of the year.
Well, no, I work seven.
Seven.
I have five.
Five off, sorry.
But Daniel Andrews should get paid more.
I think Bridge was just saying that. Yeah. You'd get better people if they paid more.
Mm.
I mean.
And then you've come
on. Not that we don't love our Premier.
No, well, we do.
Nice man.
Well, he barracks at Collingwood or something. But talking footy, how's that go? Because you've got some big heavyweights there.
We do. And one of the producer's job, and I have to help him each Monday, is to do the dinner order.
Yes.
But we're only allowed to order from two different places. So it's sort of a bit of a power play as to what Wispy wants, what Duck wants, and what Das wants. And Das is a bit of a health freak.
Yeah,
so,
very much a health freak.
Yeah, so he likes a wellness bowl, which is just like grains and salad.
What's happened to him?
A wellness bowl.
And
Duck,
and the
what
Duck,
does he want?
Well, if the Duck gets what the Duck asks for. Yeah. And so the Duck wanted KFC all year. And it was when BT was on the show. He always wanted to eat. Apparently they had KFC for like 12 weeks in a row and everyone started getting a bit fat. So they had to stop.
Especially
so
Brian.
Last week was the second, last Monday night was the second last show. So we all got KFC.
Oh.
But Dar still got his wellness bowl. He wouldn't touch the dirty bird.
People ask you, Jack, they would say, what's it like working in this man's world?
Yeah.
Has it ever been an issue? You've never had a problem?
Do you know what? Everyone talks about that. And I have never had an issue. In fact, there've been so nice. But sometimes I sit there in the meeting, I'm like, what am I doing here with these great guys? Yeah. Like, they're, you know, legends of the game, and you're just sort of listening and learning, and then they're great. And Tim's been fantastic. Tim Watson's one of the all-time.
Oh, no.
He's just a brilliant person. And
Whispers.
Yeah.
Whispers. Speaking of which, you've got the two prelims coming up, which you'll be involved in both.
Yep.
So the wrap-up to the one I'm doing, the Saturday Arvo, does that run into news? Or
so it does, So we've got a half-an-hour bulletin with a flexible... one of the issues we always have is how long do you stay with the game and when do you go to news? So we'll have a flexible time there so we can start the news a little bit later so that we can get all the post-match celebrations, which keeps everyone happy.
You've got to have the song.
You need to have the song. Yeah, you need to have the song.
And then a Geelong song Friday night in the news. Beautiful.
Would be perfect. Yeah. And you know what? This is the thing about Richmond supporters in the early crow, isn't it? Michael's already organised his grand final ticket. Mm. And he did that last year as well. Mm. And it didn't work out very well then, did it? So you never know, Bill.
And then the big dance. What's your involvement on the big day?
So we're doing the September Club. We'll be interviewing a few Olympians, which sounds good. And then I think, depending on the result, if Richmond do... make the grand final. I'll be at Pump Road,
right?
With the hordes down there. So that'll be an interesting. I'd say it's a pilgrim in an unholy land, Bill.
Oh, very much so. Good luck. Do you know Jane Bunn?
I know Jane Bunn.
She does well.
So we've got a very shy producer in our office called Luke. It's his birthday on Friday. So I told Jane he needs a hug a day, and she's been giving Luke a hug a day.
Oh, lovely.
So, yeah, he's living his best life this week.
Very popular. When she used to do Nine and the regionals.
Yeah.
Win TV.
You know what?
Win
TV. My dad, being a country man, he's got a signed photo of Jane on the fridge, and there's no signed photo of the daughter. He's got a photo of Jane on the fridge. She's a bit of an icon in the country.
Especially popular in Bairnsdale.
Bairnsdale all around that area.
Yeah,
no doubt about it.
She's a good girl.
She's great, Jane.
What about the time when you stuffed up on air? You didn't know you were alive. That was funny, and you're looking
around. It's not even the first time that it happened. It happens to me regularly, actually. I feel like I'm sort of a bit of a punching bag for these types of things.
But say 5, 4, 3, you're on?
No, so it just takes one person who's behind the scenes to decide. They were having a chat about what they were getting for lunch or something and just didn't realise that some other person had patched me to air, and the rest is history. But you know what? I think you've just got to laugh at yourself. One had 20 million hits and was on America. In America, they have a famous Christmas bloopers show.
Yeah.
It was the most popular one.
How good.
Yeah.
Twirling your hair.
You know, whatever.
Well done, Jack.
That's where girls are much nicer, because in our footy show days, we used to do the similar thing, crossing out to Bill, and he often didn't know that we'd crossed out to him.
Well, I was pissed.
Fat, you idiot. We're rolling. Start talking.
I mean, when it's the news, you've got to be a bit more serious. I have watched it, of course, and you can actually see the moment of terror on my face. You think, oh my God.
And justified too. Can't wait to see all of the great stuff Seven will do, not only this weekend, but grand final day. Yep. Thanks for dropping by.
Thanks for having me, guys.
On you, Jack.